And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Gary Owen is in Raleigh, North Carolina this weekend at Charlie Goodnight's. And you still mad at me?
Well, I mean, eventually you're going to be right. You can't keep doing process of elimination and changing the rules. I mean, eventually you had to win.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean, man. I don't change the rules.
And you
shouldn't be mad at me, man.
I did all
I could for your Bengals. I did all I could.
Okay. Okay. We're not going to talk about that.
You got to blame Pac-Man Jones for some of this. Come on.
No, we're not going to talk about the Bengals right now. But you know, at the beginning of the year, if you would have taken your top 10 team, Denver wasn't in your top 10. There's no way. They got a white coach and a white quarterback.
But the Panthers were in my top 10.
Okay, I give you the Panthers. That's why I don't know who to root for next week, because by what Peyton said, this probably is his last game. You always like to see great ones go out on top, but then you also want Cam Newton to shut up all the naysayers.
Yeah.
I know who you're rooting for. Mm-hmm. I know you're rooting for Carolina. You have to.
I have to.
But
thank you.
Did you see there was a video clip, and it was pretty interesting, of like 5 minutes of when Cam Newton got drafted, and it was all these different announcers and ex-coaches saying why they shouldn't have taken him, and they all give you their reasons. He's not a real leader. He's selfish. He runs first. And basically, they're all saying he's black. Is what they're saying. They're not saying it. You know what I mean? All of them saying, I would have taken him first because he's black and he's a quarterback. But they won't say that. They won't. They'll say, you know, he's selfish. It's always a black guy's always selfish. I've done realize that. White guy's never selfish.
No, team first.
We're never. Nah, except when it comes to, like, running for president, we become selfish. But athletic, we're never the selfish athlete. And then he's a running quarterback. But my thing is, he's 6'4" and black. He better run if he's on my team. If I draft a 6'4" black guy as my quarterback, you run whenever you feel like it. Yeah. I'll take a nice little stroll around the football field. Enjoy yourself. But if you guys can find it, it's pretty funny because they're all kind of saying the same thing, all of them. You know what I mean? Even after he won the last game, Joe Buck even said, "Has Cam Newton finally become a pocket passer? Who cares?" You know what I mean?
Oh, when he was undefeated, and they said, and they said his quarterback ratings numbers were not good. Yeah. He shouldn't be MVP. And he was undefeated for like 13 games in a row.
And he played nothing but with backup wide receivers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really want him to shut the naysayers up. So it's kind of like I'm rooting for Denver, and I'm going to root for the offense, I guess, because I really want Peyton to win. I really want Cam to win. I don't know what to do. I'm really in a quandary. Maybe your listeners can help me out. I don't know who to root for.
There's no question, man.
I'm rooting for Cam and for Ron Rivera because he's he was there, part of the Bears Super Bowl team 30 years ago. Yeah.
He'll be the first Latino head coach.
Exactly.
To win a Super Bowl.
All right. Yeah. Welcome to the bandwagon, Sid. All right. Welcome.
What are you doing, Jay?
Jay?
Oh, my God. I'm waiting for Tom to pick and Sybil pick, and then I'll
see. You know Jay's going for Denver.
I gotta go for Denver. They got
Who's
weed
got more
out
white
there.
Women?
Exactly.
And weed.
And weed? Are you kidding, Gary?
Come on, Gary. Are you kidding me?
White women and weed.
White women and weed.
White women and weed.
He's gotta go with
what
Denver.
What an easy pick, right? I gotta go with Denver.
He's gonna be at that parade.